called me up to ask whether or not they could go to war with some other country. And I said, you can't do that. And if you do that, I'm going to put big, big taxes all over your country. Okay, we won't do it. And they'd call me up the next day. We've decided not to go to the war. We had no wars. These guys actually want these people in our country. It's not even believable. Working with left-wing nonprofits to inundate Pennsylvania communities, changing the character of small towns and villages all over our country and changing them forever. They will never be the same. They will never be. Do you think Springfield will ever be the same? I don't think. The fact is, and I'll say it now, you have to get them the hell out. You have to get them out. I'm sorry. To get them out. Can't have it. Can't have it. They've destroyed it. It's terrible. It's terrible to say, and it's a tough thing to do. What the damage that Sleepy Joe, you know, I'm tending to call him Sleepy Joe lately because I called him Crooked Joe, but now he's not like, is he, who's our president? We don't even have, do we have a president? Why doesn't he leave? Why doesn't he leave? Now think of it. Think of it. I called him Crooked Joe. That was very effective. It got him out of the race. I mean, guess what? No, we had a debate. And he didn't do too well in that debate. And they came to him and they said, you're down 21 points and you're going to lose. This can only happen to me. So I end up with somebody new. But here's the thing. All I have to do is expose her for what she is. She's a communist, okay? She's a communist. And this country is not ready for a communist and hopefully never will be, because that doesn't work. And remember this, and I just say this, if you look at Ukraine and Russia, but you know they say Russia. I stopped the Russian pipeline. It's called Nord Stream 2. Nobody ever heard of it until I came along. I stopped the biggest economic development job, the biggest job they've ever done. I stopped it cold. When Biden came in, he let them build, but he killed our Keystone pipeline, which we needed. He killed Keystone, so he killed, but think of it. And remember this about Russia. Under Bush, they took a lot. Under Biden and Barack Hussein Obama, has anyone ever heard of him, Barack? Barack Hussein, a lot of people say he's actually running the country right now. I don't think so. I don't think so. But some people say he's running our country. But under, I don't think it's Biden. Under Barack Hussein Obama, they took a lot, right? Under Biden, they're taking everything. They're taking everything.
Okay, in that, I guess what he would call the weave, there were so many disgusting, hateful things in there. It's hard to keep up. I know we're focused on foreign policy, but if I could just say his comments about Springfield. Springfield has never been the same since Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and their violent rhetoric has wreaked chaos, havoc, fear, and upended the lives of countless people in that town. Ohio's Republican governor wrote an op-ed asking Donald Trump and J.D. Vance to stop, explaining the damage they have done to Springfield, and speaking up for the legal Haitian immigrants who live in Springfield, who add to the economy, who add to the society, who are good people. And it was very, very clear what is going on in Springfield is at the hands of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and that violent rhetoric.
And by the way, speaking of violent
and lies,
rhetoric. I mean, she's a communist. We can never have a communist running this country. Yeah, the communist that is proposing $50,000 tax breaks for first-time small business owners, the communist that's proposing $25,000 tax cuts, tax incentives for first-time home buyers, the communist who is putting together tax incentives, private incentives to help spur 3 million new homes for construction over the next 4 years. Doesn't sound like a communist to me. You know why? Because it's not a communist. But it's interesting. Wall Street Journal editorial page. I talked about column or two that I read over the weekend, and you did too, very disturbing columns. But Wall Street Journal editorial page, again, been very responsible on Donald Trump's lies, the big lie, been very responsible talking about the lunacy that has taken over the Republican Party many times. It really has. And this morning, Ryan Ruth's political motives at the end said, we'll learn more as the case proceeds, but Ruth sounds like the type of person that could be triggered into murder by our ugly political debates. It's another reason for the country's leaders to avoid inflammatory end-of-days rhetoric against political opponents and about the consequences of losing a presidential election. Of course, Donald Trump said it's all the Democrats' fault. Dan Hininger said it's all the Democrats' fault. And then immediately thereafter, Donald Trump started talking about, because this is when he was attacking Democratic rhetoric. In the same Truth Social post, he says, because of this communist left rhetoric, the bullets are flying and it will only get worse. And he always accuses the left. He always accuses Kamala Harris, who now is being attacked for actually being in the center of being communist. But Willie, really quickly, we were going over the false equivalency of people saying, oh, well, you know, Donald Trump, he may be bad, but at least we know where he stands on policy. We don't know where Kamala stands, so how can we vote for her? We do know where she stands on a hell of a lot of policies. But here's where Donald Trump stands on policies. The people that said, yeah, but we know where he stands, and so we're going to vote for him. Zelensky, for Donald Trump, we just heard there, is a bad guy. Putin, a victim. Yeah. Vladimir Putin invades Ukraine. Who does Donald Trump say is at fault? The United States of America. He blames the city brightly shining on the hill for all the world to see. The city that has pushed back Russian aggression now since 1945. The country that has liberated much of Eastern Europe and is now trying to help liberate Ukraine. But Donald Trump blames America. He doesn't blame Vladimir Putin. He never has. And so for all these people that want to vote for him, are desperately seeking permission structure to vote for him, you will be voting for a man who says America is at blame for Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine. We made him do it. You go down the line. By the way, that sounds a lot like a certain historian who has been in the news lately and promoted, who said that in World War II, Hitler wasn't the villain. Churchill was the bad guy. And Hitler and the Holocaust, well, this person says it was just poor logistics, and they ended up deciding it was actually more humane to kill 6 million Jews than to let them slowly starve. Donald Trump talks about mass deportation, the villages that have been changed. It's like he thinks Shrek has come to the villages of Pennsylvania. Mass deportations, the crowd chanting, send them back. Yeah. The antithesis. If there are any conservatives left out there who actually remember Ronald Reagan, Reagan in his farewell speech talked about what small business owners in Springfield are talking about, how immigrants revive economies, how immigrants make America forever young. Ronald Reagan said it, his farewell speech. But Donald Trump in this speech is talking, and the crowd's chanting, I think, send them back, send them back. And then he's talking about massive tariffs. He's going to end wars by slapping massive tariffs on products that will destroy America's economy. If not destroy America's economy, let me restate that. It will crush working class Americans and middle class Americans. And then he brings up the debate against Joe Biden, but for some reason doesn't bring up the debate against Kamala Harris. Doesn't bring up the fact that he dodged yet again her request, her demand for a second debate. He keeps dodging it, Willie. Why? Because he's horrible on the issues. And yet there's this flattening. Donald Trump will say that. And then you'll have people, and we'll get to Tom Nichols on this, but then we'll have people going, yeah, but what does Kamala Harris really think about quantitative easing? And yes, I understand that she's going to talk about $50,000 tax breaks for first-time small business owners and entrepreneurs and family businesses and people starting businesses on Main Street USA. But what what are the long-term tax ramifications about that? Well, Donald Trump just goes on stage and grunts and says nonsensical things.
Yeah, and on the policy about some of the people you're talking about, wealthy Republicans, wealthy independents, a lot of those guys we've seen out in Silicon Valley who've come out and said, well, I've got to go with Donald Trump here. You just laid it out. Are you for tariffs? Are you for record-breaking debt? Is the Dow closing a little too high? The Dow and the S&P closed at record highs again, this big September rally that's happening because of the Fed rate cut, all the things that are happening with this economy. So there's some policy for you on the other side, too, if you actually want to look at it. Perhaps they're using those as cover for something else, for some other reason they don't want to vote for Kamala Harris.
Our next segment is from Native Land Productions, and they are talking about keeping our votes safe.
Welcome home, everybody. This is Tiffany Cross, Andrew Gillum, and Angela Rye, and you are tuned into this week's mini pod. So, Angela, when we were getting off our main pod, you wanted to play a viewer question because we want to get into political violence. But this particular question is about keeping our vote safe. We're going to tell you guys how these two things are completely conflated. So let's roll that question.
Welcome home, y'all. This is Robert from Columbia, South Carolina. What can we the people do now and on Election Day and after Election Day? What can we do individually and collectively to make sure that our votes are counted, particularly in places where local and state election laws have been changed? And we know that Trump's campaign, Trump's team, Republicans at large are going to contest this election. What can we do? Like, what kind of power do we have? What kind of action can we take now? Would love to hear y'all's take on that. Thanks, y'all.
You know, for our main episode today, I said that it was kind of gloom and doom, and I hate to break it to y'all, but this one about what can we do before Election Day, on Election Day, and after Election Day, I got to tell you, is just as somber. I will never give up the fight. I will never encourage y'all at home to give up the fight. The democracy is fragile. It's something that we know all too well, and we saw it hanging in the balance by a very thin thread on January 6, 2021. That was just a heartbeat away. And if you think about all that's happened from 1619 to 1776 to 1865 to 1965, right? Like, all of these things happen in a blink of an eye. It was one piece of legislation. It was one undermining of a section in that bill that unraveled so Everything. Much of what we held on to as protection for our voting rights, right? When black women stood alongside white women to ensure they could vote, and we were undermined in that moment. Like, all of these things are very fragile and can change in the blink of an eye. What does that have to do with what we can do? Well, I want to tell you, some of this has to do with whether or not white folks, Robert, decide to be good allies or not. They're the folks on both sides of the aisle and everywhere in between know that our voting rights are barely hanging on. It is the design of the enemy to want you to understand or to believe or to have the fear that your vote won't count, that your vote won't matter, that your voice doesn't matter, that you're invisible in this society that regularly seems to undermine your very existence. And that's just not for black folks. That's for people of all colors. That's for young folks who right now feel like they aren't being heard in the midst of the probably the biggest fight of their lives, whether that's gun violence in schools or gun violence in Gaza, right? So we really have to think about what it will take. And I think part of what it will take is the courage to say, I will not stand back and stand by. I will engage 10 toes down, fully flat-footed, ready to go forward to protect democracy by ensuring that they're not raiding the homes of our elders in Texas when they're registering people to vote. That when we boldly signed on to a petition like Amendment 4 in Florida, that we're going to say, that was my signature and you're not going to scare me out of it. That when you are a Crystal Mason in Texas and you say, I thought I was eligible to vote, I casted a provisional ballot, and I will fight this at every level in every court to ensure that my voice is heard. Now, on the other side of that, just while you're just trying to make sure that our agendas are being met, that our needs are being met by these elected officials who we pay with our hard-earned taxpaying dollars, on the other side of that are people saying nonsensical things to stir up the worst fears, the worst nightmares in our among us in our society. And they are saying things that are putting our Haitian brothers and sisters who came here to work in harm's way. They are putting
perhaps themselves in harm's way. I am not willing to lay at the feet of the Democratic Party, the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, the Garbage Can Party, the Sour Patch Kids, nobody else's party. The political violence that is being incited has been incited since I don't know how long.
Since inception. By the Republican Party. Since America inception.
Since its inception.
Really quickly, I just want to answer Robert's question specifically about what you can do. Everything Angela said, but also you can literally sign up and volunteer and become a poll watcher. In South Carolina, that's something that is definitely needed. Wherever you are, though, what state, they literally need poll watchers. There are several states that we've talked about on this show before that have open carry laws and that have made it legal, like Georgia, for anyone to challenge someone's ballot. You can be a part of that. You know, just show up and be there. You can arrive with five is something that we've said on this show before. Does somebody need a ride to polling? Maybe somebody doesn't know how to do early voting. You know, help somebody make sure that they filled out their early voting application. So there are very tangible, specific things that you can do to make sure that votes are counted. The other thing on the other side of that, to Angela's point about political violence, you know, January 6th, some people say, what do you call a failed coup? Practice. I think we have to take that very seriously. There are over 30 something law enforcement agencies in Washington, D.C. It's our nation's capital. It's, you know, where the head of state lives. There are not that many law enforcement agencies protecting some of these local electors, some of these local ballot watchers. We saw two black women in Georgia have their lives upended by people who literally threatened their lives and their livelihoods because they were poll watchers. So as I'm telling you to be a poll watcher, that is a part of putting yourself on the front line, saying, yes, I am standing here to defend democracy. Disproportionately, black women take those roles in a lot of spaces of communities of color. We are literally upholding democracy on our backs. We would love some help in that space. So however you do it, just make sure you do that. I want to your point, Angela, about this political violence. Look, this might be a little controversial, but I think we have to talk about it because a lot of y'all are talking about it. We wanted to call the podcast, Who Shot At You? Nobody. These are scary times, you guys. Like, we are seeing violence happen. And I want to be clear, the person who was arrested, who was in the vicinity of Donald Trump, who never fired a shot at Donald Trump. I think it's irresponsible of the media to call it an assassination attempt. But nonetheless, we do have to be mindful of violence. This person was a Trump voter. Not that that excuses his actions, but that part seems to be left out of the media narrative. This person was clear they voted for Donald Trump in 2016. What you hear in the media is, oh, this was someone who was critical of Donald Trump, which then gave Republicans license to say, oh, we have to tone down the rhetoric. Let's be clear. Republicans have consistently incited and enacted violence in this country. So when I hear people sit on these cable news sets and say, yeah, when you say there won't be another election, that has consequences. So too does so much of the bullshit that you guys spout. We literally have examples that we played on this show of Donald Trump saying, beat the hell out of him. He's offered to pay people's legal bills. He's talked about how police are gentle when they put people in the back of the car. Maybe they shouldn't be so gentle. His supporters literally sucker punched a black guy who was at his rallies. This is documented video evidence. Don't talk to me about Democrats are inciting this violence.
Their legal
I said that,
legal
that he said they would pay their legal funds.
He also said, it's going to be wild. Come
this
to
is
DC.
My point. And that was just around January 6th, but even on the path leading up to 2016,
right.
Go to his rallies, go YouTube and look at some of his old rallies. Look at some of the signs that are out there. Look at some of the things that people are saying when they're interviewed there. Don't talk to us about toning down the rhetoric. Talk to your people. Talk to your crowd. Donald Trump talked about Vice President Harris calling him, which she did, to make sure she was okay, or he was okay. She said that after a gunman was on his golf course. She made sure he was okay. She talked about that. He talked about that. He brought that up at one of his rallies. They booed overwhelmingly. When you see some of the things that are said on their T-shirt, some of the signs they hold, these people are deranged, not normal, deplorable, double down. They are deplorable. They say horrific things. They are racist, misogynistic, xenophobic, homophobic, all the things. So all of you people out there carrying water for this wealthy white man who don't give a damn about you, you look a fool. You are an embarrassment to the ancestors. You need to stop it. And I'm not a part of the narrative trying to say this democracy failure is at your feet, because I know a predominantly black men, y'all are with us. Black men are right behind black women when it comes to the Democratic Party. And we need you as leaders in our community. So this is not putting anybody down. But the people that are out there parroting these right-wing violent talking points from the manosphere, it is disgusting. It is hard to hear. I'm so exhausted with it. Andrew, I'd love your thoughts, because Florida is increasingly becoming a safe haven for white supremacists down there. It's going to be a problem.
Got the president, the vice president in chief of the club, as president and now governor of the organization.
Can you please roll the tape from someone who wasn't just a supporter at a rally, what he said about why other folks ain't being shot at?
Oh,
can we roll that tape?
And I know it's popular on a lot of corners of the left to say that we have a both sides problem. But you know, the big difference between conservatives and liberals is that no one has tried to kill Kamala Harris in the last couple of months. And two people now have tried to kill Donald Trump in the last couple of months. I'd say that's pretty strong evidence that the left needs to tone down the rhetoric.
So rarely ever do political leaders even go there, right? Very rarely do you see people who are supposed to rise above and to then bring their people above go so damn low as to name check their opponent in their opponent's party and say that they got to clean it up, that they are responsible for the violence being perpetrated against them. So first, and Angela's already done this, deal with the fact of the matter. You done it as well, Tiffany, the fact of the matter, which is both in Pennsylvania and in the Florida incidents, they were Republicans, had voted for the Republican president, and then got turned off from them. Bruh, I'm sorry, but Democrats didn't do that work of turning them off to you. You did that work of turning them off to you. That doesn't provide cover for anybody to result to political violence. The reason why we decry political violence is because if it can happen to you, it can also happen to me.
That's right.
But I'm also to rise above and to then bring their people above, go so damn low as to name check their opponent in their opponent's party and say that they got to clean it up, that they are responsible for the violence being perpetrated against them. So first, and Angela's already done this, deal with the fact of the matter. You done it as well, Tiffany, the fact of the matter, which is both in Pennsylvania and in the Florida incidents, they were Republicans, had voted for the Republican president, and then got turned off from them. Bruh, I'm sorry, but Democrats didn't do that work of turning them off to you. You did that work of turning them off to you. That doesn't provide cover for anybody to result to political violence. The reason why we decry political violence is because if it can happen to you, it can also happen to me.
That's right.
But I'm also fully aware that you all do the work of laying the sod, the whatever, the grass for that group to come and play. When you are in your rallies and you say, I'll sucker punch him, or I'll pay your legal bills, or you were right to do that, you were standing in your right. No, you were. So you're giving cover when your rhetoric is such that there is only one way to interpret what you are saying, which is violence, political and otherwise. What do you think the people who are following you going to do? I'm sorry, but there is no both siding of this.
Mm-hmm.
To say that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy is a statement of fact.
Right.
If you say you want to be dictator for a day, you are a threat to democracy.
Right. Stop playing in our faces.
It is then perpetuated by your policies.
Right.
It is then perpetuated by a court that anoints you a king and you proud of it. It is then perpetuated by you taking, for the first time since we started adding rights, for the first time, you start taking rights away from people. You don't think folks are going to feel some kind of way about it?
That
again, is not to condone any violence, but it is to state as a fact that you are in here not only planting the seeds, turning the harvest, picking those things up, and then cooking them in your meal, but are surprised if you got to go to the bathroom.
The violence is coming from their side. What were you going to say?
The violence is clearly coming from their side. I was just going to say that we're talking about a man who was indicted initially 91 times. Some of those charges were political violence. You know, some of the and interference with an election.
That's a good point.
The other thing that I think is really important is don't forget this man. I almost forgot because they've let him have access again now. He was banned on social media platforms because of this stuff, right? It wasn't just misinformation. It was because of the political violence that he incited. The final thing I want to say is, speaking of one of those platforms where he was banned from, Elon Musk, who said recently on a tweet, no one is trying to assassinate Harris and Biden. I'm asking, when does he get arrested?
Right.
Because that is one of the things, I mean, that is criminal conduct on a social media platform. That is provocation in the first degree, whatever that charge is. I don't know, but I'll find out.
He's just parroting his leaders.
But her point is that is literally inciting violence.
This is what I'm saying. If the leaders are already there,
yeah.
If the leaders have already gone there.
That's right.
What do you think your followers are going to do?
Right. That's the whole point, you know, and that is exactly the thing. We cannot turn a blind eye to the fact that sometimes when you do these things, when you encourage these things without regard to who the victim might be, that same behavior turns right back around on you. I'm not wishing any harm on anyone at all, ever, never would. But what I'm saying is at some point you've got to be accountable for what you say, just as much as the NRA, Andrew, which you know firsthand from taking on.
Absolutely.
The NRA has to take accountability for the number of school shootings.
Hello.
These parents are being held accountable for when their children are shooting their own peers in schools because they got access to their parents' weapons.
But
well,
isn't
what
it
happens
strange?
When you get access to the leader's words?
Yeah. What happens when the leaders then exempt you, the company? They're going after parents, but the company can't be sued for the weapon.
Yeah.
We can't come after the manufacturers by law.
Yeah. But I'm just
you're making the point
the
about school shooting,
point.
Right? I get your point, Angela. Even in the recent school shooting, they arrested the parent. And so Angela's point is, if Elon Musk, because that is a violent provocation that he invited his millions of followers to. It is an invitation. Like, why aren't y'all trying to do this? That is that is violence. That is political violence. And it has to be illegal. The Secret Service did say that they are aware of his tweets. But I need somebody in law enforcement. Well, the Secret Service, I don't know what the extent of their legal power is. Someone in law enforcement say, oh, this man just invited violence on a vice president.
Right.
That
is
100%
a threat to me.
There will be nothing that comes from it. I promise
he came back and tried to
because
that the humor needed context.
But if we said that, you guys think the Secret Service wouldn't come knocking at our doors?
Privilege.
Right.
It is that he is white adjacent,
privilege.
Trump
privilege.
Adjacent, J.D. Vance adjacent.
All privilege.
And this both sides media and the both sides Justice Department that we have are not going to turn that table one inch.
I don't know if it's
that sounds like privilege to me.
It is. That is absolutely
it is privilege,
all privilege.
But a different level of it. Yes.
Is it exclusively up to the DLJ? If somebody like what is, I don't know what his residence is, where he tweeted that from.
It could be local.
Right. I was going to say wherever he's from, somebody needs to look into that. While DeSantis is sending cops around tracking people's petition signatures, somebody needs to be looking into this.
Like, I do want to know what the threshold standard is for when something becomes a violent communication and threat. It's, to me, that's an incitement of violence. To me, that is a threat. And to me, that is criminal conduct.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious to know what that could, because if Donald
they go
Trump
after
can be
Musk, they got to go after Elon. I mean, they got to go after JD.
I'm going to say that. That's
both.
The same
they
person.
Then go after both.
But this is
they're
playing
in our faces right now. And by the time something actually happens, it's going to be too late. He's already put out this tweet.
I don't want that to happen.
So imagine if something were to happen. Like, the trail is gone. You have to send a message sometimes. Like, we're not going to stand for this shit. Like, you cannot just go on a platform. And I'm getting to the point where it feels like we have to send a message, because we know all
that's
too
it.
Well, this political violence is nothing new. We saw
it's
white men on horseback
not.
Crack pregnant women over their fucking heads. We saw people die. So we are very familiar with how this shit
some
goes.
Some of our own community leaders.
Precisely.
And that's my thing, or civil rights heroes. That's my thing. I want to know what the standard is they're using for when something is an incitement of violence. Yeah. To say suggestively, and we know how they play. They wink and a nod, right? Like when Donald Trump said, stand back and stand by, that was the same kind of thing. That was an encouraging people to mount up, regulators, right? Like this is the same kind of thing. Why hasn't anyone? Why aren't they? Yep. No one is. It is like, it almost is one of those things when you're dealing with somebody who might be a little off that says, oh yeah, why hasn't anybody? Well, let me take that on. That is so scary.
And this is this, we're talking at the presidential level. Who knows what's going to happen at the congressional level? Somebody's state elected officials, like things we saw what happened.
It's happened. Gabby Giffords,
but also what happened at school boards more recently, even after Gabby Giffords at these school boards, people were getting in fist fights. We saw a high school graduation where somebody's father hopped on the stage because he didn't want his daughter shaking hands with a black superintendent. These things are happening right now. That is why I think her slogan, "We are not going back," is saying we are not going back to that. But I'm not trying to incite violence, but I'm just telling you, y'all know we talked about this before. I don't want people, because you notice a lot of them only act like this when they are not outnumbered. I don't want people getting so free and comfortable that you think that you can deputize yourself in charge of someone's space or physical person because Elon Musk is tweeting out something. If I feel like you are threatening my life, I will proceed accordingly. And as I see people playing in our faces in the media, from law enforcement on social media, I do not feel protected by this country at all right now. Because for them, it is kind of a joke. Let's wait and see what happened. We saw what happened when Black Lives Matter peacefully protested at the Capitol. And there was a fucking army of people there with weapons ready for something to happen. They rolled out the carpet for these backwoods, shit-kicking, hay-kicking, cousin dating idiots who rolled up to the Capitol thinking they were going to overthrow the United States government. I don't trust them to protect me and mine. So I don't know what we do with that.
You shouldn't trust them. I'm going to tell you one thing. What we should trust is that around this time, every single Wednesday, Andrew's grass is going to be cut. And so on that
honestly,
note,
Andrew. Honestly.
Honestly, on that note, I think
I do hear it, too.
Yes, but Black Lives Matter, and stay safe out there in these white supremacist streets.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening. Remember to rate, review, subscribe, and tune into our regular episode that drops every single Thursday. Welcome home, y'all.
Native Land Pod is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with Reason Choice Media. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
We begin with the razor-close battle for the White House. CNN's exclusive new national poll showing Kamala Harris and Donald Trump running neck and neck with only 6 weeks left in the campaign. As CNN's Kristen Holmes reports, some key polling results may have been on Trump's mind as he campaigned in the battleground state of Georgia today.
Former President Donald Trump making an economic pitch to voters in Savannah, Georgia today.
Not only will we stop our businesses from leaving for foreign lands, but under my leadership, we're going to take other countries' jobs.
As polls continue to show, the economy is a top issue for voters. A trip to the critical battleground state coming as the former president seeks to make gains with women voters.
I always thought women liked me. I never thought I had a problem. But the fake news keeps saying women don't like me. I don't believe it.
A new CNN national poll today finding a significant gender gap among likely voters. Vice President Kamala Harris leading Trump 53% to 43% among female voters, while Trump holds a 9-point lead over Harris among male voters. The poll also finding among independent women, Harris with 51% support compared to 36% for Trump. Campaign stops, Trump reaching out directly to women.
So let's talk about our great women, all right? Because women have gone through a lot.
We'll do that for you.
Monday in Pennsylvania, casting himself as a, quote, protector of women while claiming they would forget about reproductive rights under a Trump presidency.
As president, I have to be your protector. You will no longer be abandoned, lonely, or scared. Women will be happy, healthy, confident, and free. You will no longer be thinking about abortion.
The comments come as Trump has grappled with how to handle abortion this election cycle, both wanting to take credit for the overturning of Roe v. Wade while casting all responsibility onto states.
We did a great thing when we got Roe v. Wade out of the federal government, got it back to the states.
Trump's allies have also received backlash for recent comments about women.
Thank you, Mr. President.
In Michigan, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders swiping at Harris, a stepmother, for not having biological children.
My kids keep me humble. Unfortunately, Kamala Harris doesn't have anything keeping her humble.
An Ohio Senate candidate, Bernie Marino, quipping that women over 50 didn't need to care about reproductive rights in a recording first obtained by WCMH from a viewer.
There's a lot of suburban women. A lot of suburban women that are like, listen, abortion's it. If I can't have an abortion in this country whenever I want, I will vote for anybody else. Okay, a little crazy, by the way, but especially for women that are like past 50, I'm thinking myself, yeah. I don't think that's an issue for you.
Now, Marino's campaign has issued a statement saying that it was, quote, a tongue-in-cheek joke about Marino's opponent, who he says acts as though abortion is the only issue women care about, when Marino says they care about the economy or immigration just as much. Now, of course, all of this coming on the heels of those recently unearthed comments by vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance from 2021, where he said that the U.S. was being led by childless cat ladies. Those comments have been widely rebuked by both parties, Wolf.
Kristen Holmes reporting for us. Thank you very much. Tonight, the abortion issue also is making an impact on Kamala Harris's campaign. The vice president failing to get the endorsement of independent Senator Joe Manchin after she said this in an interview that aired today.
I think we should eliminate the filibuster for Roe, and we need and get us to the point where we 51 votes would be what we need to actually put back in law the protections for reproductive freedom and for the ability of every person and every woman to make decisions about their own body and not have their government tell them what to do.
Let's bring in CNN's Priscilla Alvarez for us. Priscilla, this is not necessarily a new position for Kamala Harris.
No, it's not, Wolf, but it certainly tells us that she is going to double down on this message that Democrats think is the galvanizing one for voters, which is that she is the candidate that would protect reproductive rights. Now, in 2022, the vice president also said that she would support ending the filibuster to protect reproductive rights and voting rights. So this is an extension of that. This is something that we've also been hearing about a lot on the campaign trail. And of course, it's notable that this was with a radio in Wisconsin. This is an issue that she is hammering in that critical state. But as you just mentioned there, it lost her the endorsement of Senator Joe Manchin, who had this to say today.
Shame on her. Shame on her. She knows that the filibuster is the holy grail of democracy.
You're not going to endorse her.
I'm not endorsing her. No. I think that's basically something that can destroy our country, and my country is more important to me than any one person or any one person's ideology.
Now, defenders of the tool say that this forces consensus in the upper chamber, so some division over her comments today, but certainly the bottom line here is that the vice president is not shying away from this issue of reproductive rights and trying to convince voters that she will do anything if she were to get that or sign that legislation codifying Roe v. Wade. Wolf.
Interesting. All right, Priscilla Alvarez, thank you very much. Let's get some more on all of this. Our political experts are joining me right now. Let's start with David Chalian. What does Trump's direct appeal, David, to women tell you about how he sees the state of this race right now?
Well, he certainly knows he's running a deficit with women voters. There's no doubt about that. But what was really interesting in our poll today, Wolf, is that if you look specifically at white women, Kamala Harris is running about even. She's 3 points behind, 47% to 50% Trump among white women. That's a group that Hillary Clinton lost to Trump by 9 points, that Joe Biden lost to Trump by 11 points. If indeed that mirrors what will be come election night when the votes are counted, that would be pretty good news for Kamala Harris if she's able to narrow the gap with Trump among white women. And that is largely who he's talking to when he's making this appeal.
Yeah, an important point indeed. Anna Navarro is with us as well. Anna, what do you make of Trump's comments that women no longer have to feel scared because he will be their, quote, protector?
Well, first of all, I'm a woman and I don't need protection from Donald Trump. I need protection from what Donald Trump is going to do and has done. You know what I think is weird in all of this? That he is talking to women, trying to appeal to women, but he's got no women validators. The two most important women in his life, his wife, Melania, she's busy selling trinkets and tchotchkes and Christmas ornaments and memoirs and whatever she can. And his daughter, Ivanka, who were very present in the last campaigns, 2016 and 2020, are completely MIA. So he's standing there as a man alone without the two most important women in his life flanking him and validating what he is saying about how he feels about women. And then we've got what we know he's done. We know he appointed three Supreme Court justices that led to the overturning of Dobbs. We know he has bragged about that result. We know there are times when he has said that women should be punished if they have an abortion. We know he has been accused of sexual assault and sexual abuse. These things are not going to go away just because he stands there and says, I like women.
Let's bring in Scott Jennings for his analysis. Are these Trump comments, Scott, about women and abortion rights for women going to help close the gender gap in this election? What do you think?
Oh, I doubt it. His best vectors, I think, for talking to women and really all voters are to continue to talk about the economy. It was better under Trump. To talk about immigration, he can get that under control. To talk about crime, which he'll argue he's better on than the current administration. I mean, there are vectors here to talk to women voters. I don't think the abortion issue is the one on which to fight, frankly. If you look at the CNN poll that came out today, economy, immigration, those are all great for Trump. Abortion was the best issue for Kamala Harris. Traditionally in a campaign, you want to talk about issues and give yourself the chance to fight from the best policy ground for you. So my advice to the president, former president, would be keep it focused on cost of living, food prices, inflation, and immigration. And you are probably going to be able to reel in some women voters who maybe don't like you on some issues, but like you better on others.
Alencia Johnson is with us as well. Alencia, Kamala Harris is winning with female voters, but she's behind where Biden was with women voters in the 2020 exit polls. Why do you think that is?
Well, look, I think it's partly because, again, we are in this unprecedented election where people are still trying to get to know her. And, you know, look, I think this is the issue as we're talking about abortion care, reproductive freedom is actually the issue that sets her apart from not only Donald Trump, but I think, quite frankly, almost any presidential candidate, because not only is she a woman that can talk about this, she has actually been on the ground doing something about this issue even before she became vice president, when she was senator, when she was attorney general. And so I think the more that women see her throughout these next 40 some days, they will move towards her. I will caution viewers and listening to the polls, right? Like, polls are indications. They're not going to tell us how voters will vote in the ballot box. You know, sometimes these polls have shown that white women appreciated a certain candidate of another one, and then they got into the ballot box and actually did not vote for the Democratic candidate, right? And so we will see what happens on election day. But I think if she continues to talk about this issue of abortion, and if Donald Trump keeps talking about women the way that he does, knowing that he has this track record of, quite frankly, being someone that women aren't afraid of, I think we can see more women come to her between now and election.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
Don't get it that these guys are playing for keeps, that they are going after you, that they are not going to leave any little bit left for you. There's only one thing that the ruling circles throughout history have ever wanted, and that's everything.
That's Michael Parenti, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Michael Parenti on fascism, the false revolution. Fascism is being mentioned more and more in the context of U.S. and European elections. It is a word that is bandied about often rather loosely. Orwell wrote that it is understood to be something not desirable. But it is a complex political and economic synergy that has racism, xenophobia, force, and nationalism as its animating matrix. It involves heavy doses of propaganda and media manipulation. Mussolini, in one of his more honest moments, said, "Fascism should be more properly called corporatism, since it is the merger of state and corporate power." For Americans, it is universally associated with despotic regimes in other countries. It can't happen here, right? Huey Long, the self-styled populist governor of Louisiana, once warned, "If fascism ever comes to America, it will come wrapped in an American flag." To talk about fascism is Michael Parenti. He's a brilliant and articulate orator and independent political analyst, and the author of many books, including Democracy for the Few, Against Empire, and The Assassination of Julius Caesar, which was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. This classic from the AR archives was recorded in Berkeley, California in 1995. And now, Michael Parenti.
I want to look at some of the neglected attributes of fascism and its relevance for what's happening today. Before World War I, Benito Mussolini was a socialist, but many of his socialist comrades thought he was less interested in advancing the cause of socialism than in advancing himself. And sure enough, The minute that the wealthy classes in Italy offered him financial support and the promise of power, he didn't hesitate to switch sides. We know about people who switch sides, don't we? And with the huge sums he got from wealthy interests, Mussolini was able to project himself onto the national scene as the acknowledged leader of I Fasci di Combattimento, it was called, a movement composed of ex-army officers and various other toughs who were used as a kind of anti-labor militia. They specialized in attacking unions, peasant farm cooperatives, socialists, communists, and anarchists. After World War I, Italy's parliamentary government faced a post-war recession. To maintain profit levels, the large industrialists and big landowners would have to slash wages and raise prices. The state, in turn, would have to provide the big owners with massive subsidies and tax exemptions. To finance this corporate welfareism, the populace would have to be taxed more heavily, and social welfare expenditures would have to be drastically cut. Does all of this sound familiar? But the government wasn't completely free to apply these harsh measures because many Italian workers and peasants had their own unions and fairly strong political organizations with demonstrations, strikes, boycotts,